praises rising, eyes are turning to you. We turn to you. Hope is stirring, hearts are yearning for you. We long for you. 'Cause when we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna, you are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna, come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. Hear the sound of hearts returning to you. We turn to you. In your kingdom, broken lives are made new. Lord, you make us new. And when we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away, washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna, you are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna, come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus. When we see you, we find strength to face the day. In your presence, all our fears are washed away. They're washed away. Hosanna, Hosanna, you are the God who saves us, worthy of all our praises. Hosanna, Hosanna, come have your way among us. We welcome you here, Lord Jesus.
Man, y'all can have a seat. We're so glad that you've come to worship with us here at Asbury this morning. A couple of announcements I want to bring to your attention. First of all, tonight is our family life dinner. And so at the end of the service, don't worry about putting any chairs up. You're off the hook. Except for we need help putting tables up. So instead of picking up a chair, if you want to hang around and help set up a table, we'd love for you to do that. And we want to invite you to that family life dinner tonight. All of the meat is being provided by the church. But if you'd like to bring a side dish or a dessert or something like that, you're encouraged to do so. Also, I want to just say an amazing thank you to the church with our family-to-family boxes. The goal was 200. We exceeded that by a total of 213 boxes. That's the church being the church. And so we want to thank you so much for being a part of that. Also, one more thing. Next Sunday, from 3 to 5, St. Nick is going to be here. And you can have cookies with him. There's going to be pictures taken with him, and we want to advise you to do that. Everything else you need to know about what's going on in the life of the church is in this bulletin here, and I want to encourage you to take a look at that. At this time, we're going to move forward with this being the first Sunday of Advent with the blessing of the Advent wreath. And I want to invite you to take a look in your bulletin here in the order of service and read along with me here. It says, loving God, your church joyfully awaits the coming of its Savior, who enlightens our hearts and dispels the darkness of ignorance and sin. Pour forth your blessings upon us as we light the candles of this wreath through the Advent season. May your light reflect the splendor of Christ, who is Lord forever and ever. Amen. This time I want to invite Rachel and Harry and Anne-Marie Golden to come up and light our first candle.
We're going to read from Hebrews 10:23 and chapter 6, verse 19. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. We have a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, our hope in Jesus Christ.
We light this candle as a symbol of Jesus. As Jesus.
Our steadfast hope. Our hope.
Our hope.
Of our salvation.
As our salvation.
Jesus Christ is our hope.
Jesus Christ is our hope.
In life.
In life.
When we find.
When we find.
Ourselves.
Ourselves.
Facing a world.
Facing a world.
Of despair.
As despair.
Let the light of your hope and belief in Jesus Christ as Savior of all be your counsel and guide this season and forevermore. Please join us in the congressional prayer response. Our Heavenly Father, we give thanks for your Son, Jesus Christ, who is our hope eternal. As we share Christ with others, may each find their hope in him, now and forevermore. In Christ's name, amen.
All right, go back to Granny.
I want to invite you to stand and continue as we worship.
Great is your faithfulness, O God. You wrestle with the sinner's heart. You lead us by still waters into mercy. And nothing can keep us apart. So remember your people, remember your children, remember your promise, O God. Your grace is enough, your grace is enough, your grace is enough for me. Great is your love and justice, God of Jacob. You use the weak to lead the strong. You lead us in the song of your salvation. And all your people sing along. So remember your people, remember your children, remember your promise, O God. Your grace is enough, your grace is enough, your grace is enough for me. So remember your people, remember your children, remember your promise, O God.
grace is enough.
Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough for me.
One more time. Your grace is enough.
Yeah. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough for me.
Amen.
There is power, power here in this hour, this hour. We're all together, together, waiting here as one.
Let's sing that again.
There is power, power here in this hour, this hour. We're all together, together, waiting here as one. Oh, hear the sound from heaven. Oh, a mighty rushing wind. Oh, we're calling for revival. God, let your fire fall again. It's burning in my soul. It's burning in my soul. All your sons and your daughters dreaming the dreams of their father, seeing the signs and the wonders, the kingdom of God. Oh, hear the sound from heaven. Oh, a mighty rushing wind. Oh, we're calling for revival. God, let your fire fall again. It's burning in my soul. It's burning in my soul. I cannot contain it, this fire inside. I cannot contain it, so let it shine. I cannot contain it, this light of mine. It's burning in my soul. Hear the sound from heaven. Whoa, a mighty rushing wind. Whoa, we're calling for revival. God, let your fire fall again. It's burning in my soul. 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 There is power, power here in this hour, this hour. We're all together, together, waiting here as one.
Amen. I can have a seat. All right. I'm going to invite all of our children to come up. How are you? That is an awesome bandage. That is cool. Are you a boxer? She's not a boxer. All right. So how many times have you heard this at school? Listen up. Listen to me. What about at home? You ever hear that at home?
Listen. Aiden, have you ever heard that at home?
Yes.
Many a time. That's something that we hear a lot in school and at home. But, you know, it's not that hard to hear things, right? We hear things. It's the listening part that sometimes is difficult. And in the Bible story that you're going to hear today, Mary not only hears the angel of the Lord, but she listens. So there's a difference. You can hear me, but are you listening? Are you listening? She focuses on the news that she is going to soon be the mother of Jesus. And Mary declares her focus, and she rejoices, and she sings a most beautiful song because she's listened. And at this time of the year, you're going to hear a lot of sounds. You're going to hear sleigh bells. You're going to hear Christmas music. You're going to hear all these things. It's a time of excitement and being loud with happiness. But as you hear all of these sounds, you also have to listen for the word of God. And as we prepare ourselves for Christmas, we have to make room for Jesus. We've got to listen. We've got to focus on what it's all about. What's it all about? What's Christmas all about? That's right. My man. Let's pray for God to help us listen. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, help us not just to hear, but to really listen. We love you.
We love you.
And we worship you.
And we worship you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, guys. Miss Laura's waiting for you there in the back.
It's so wonderful to be in the house of the Lord on this first Sunday of Advent. Let us go to God in prayer. Most loving Father, in these 4 weeks before we prepare to celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, we are grateful that we have this time to truly prepare our hearts to receive him anew in our lives. We look around and we're surrounded by family that are visiting us from afar. We're surrounded by friends. We're surrounded by the body of Christ, your holy church. And God, our Father, we just pray that this season, which always brings such busyness to our lives, that we will truly pause and think about what it's all about. What the gifts are all about, what the cards and even the celebrations, they're all about expressing love, enjoying this life of love that you have given us to live. So, Father, forgive us if we forget that thought during this hectic time, that we might truly use this season to be thankful that you have given us your Son, our Savior, to forgive us of our sins, and that we might express that gratitude by being more loving as we share in the joy of the celebration of your gift to us. We pray for those, especially for this season that brings them a time of sorrow as they miss those that were with them this time last year or the year before or the year before that. We especially pray for those who are not feeling well during this most blessed time and festive time of the year. We pray for those that are fighting so that we could be here today as they defend our country, so we could be here in worship today, protecting our freedoms. So now, Father, we offer this prayer to you as we confess our sins before you and receive that redemptive grace that you offer us as we pray the prayer Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As we invite the ushers to come forward, let me just remind you of a few things that you can continue to offer the Lord as a gift to Him to honor His birthday. As you've been so faithful in surpassing our goal of 200, that we had 213 family-to-family boxes. Good job. And we're also collecting mittens or gloves or toboggans, scarves, things like that that we're going to be taking to Stone Soup, which is the fourth Sunday of December. And we're going to be giving those to the homeless, as well as blankets. If you're out and you're shopping and you can pick up something of those items, that would be wonderful. We'd really like to share them with the people that need them the most in this cold season. And as always, we invite you to perhaps prayerfully consider to give to the WAC renovation so we can make this space even more wonderful than it is as we update it with its needs. Let us go to God in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the many blessings you've given us, for the many resources that you've given us. And Father, we're also thankful for opportunities of need, because they remind us that we have plenty and we're called to give and share of what we have, of the bounty you have blessed us with. So Father, we just ask that you bless these gifts and to the people who receive them. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Over the skies of Bethlehem appeared a star. Oh, angels sang to lowly shepherds. Three wise men seeking truth traveled from afar, hoping to find the child from heaven. Falling on their knees, they bowed before the humble Prince of Peace. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that's your due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. I bring an offering to you. The sun cannot compare to the glory of your love. There is no shadow in your presence. No mortal man would dare to stand before your throne, before the Holy One of Heaven. It's only by your blood, it's only through your mercy, Lord, I come. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that's your due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that's your due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you.
We continue to be so blessed by our celebration band and singers. I invite you to follow along on the screens or in your Bibles if you brought them. We're going to be looking at the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, recorded in the Gospel of Luke, the first chapter, verses 39 through 45. May the people of God be blessed in the hearing and reading of this holy word. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a city of Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the babe leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the voice of your greeting came to my ears, the babe in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." This is the word of God for the people of God. A woman who was quite the fashion plate was standing in line waiting, and she noticed a little tot next to her. Now, this woman apparently had been to some kind of tea party or something, because she was bedazzled with her little hat and feather, and then her shoes were bedecked with sequins and feathers, but she had had to stop for this errand. She noticed this little boy next to her, and she just couldn't help but say, "And I hope you get what you want for Christmas, sonny." And he looked at her and those shoes, which looked like she had run into a flock of chickens. And he said, "And I hope you get what you want for Christmas, too. And I hope it's a new pair of shoes." Hope. Sometimes the mere word just eludes us. When we feel no hope, we attempt drastic measures. When we feel no hope, we sometimes do or say something less than brilliant. When we feel no hope, we can actually find ourselves paralyzed, frozen in fear, not doing anything to help the situation. But I have found that hope is the power from God to feel joyful when the circumstances around you are less than kind. 2 years ago and 2 weeks, our family was preparing for the wedding of our older daughter. It was an exciting time. It was going to be a huge family event, and our hopes were not disappointed. And I cannot help but think about Mary's wedding plans and how they were absolutely crushed. A wedding in the time of the Jewish culture in which she lived in was a week-long event with much festivity and celebrations. But here, this young peasant girl, as much as she looked forward to this wedding, she found something else that she was going to be looking forward to. She had found favor with her God. God had selected her out of all other women to bear his son, who would be our Savior and redeem our lives. And his name would be called Jesus. And Mary's curiosity melted as to how all this would be when she realized that the power of God that had taken her beloved cousin Elizabeth out of her barren stage, out of her older condition of not being able to bear children, and it enabled her to be able to bear that long-awaited child. She found that that same power that had ministered to her dear cousin Elizabeth now came through the power of the Holy Spirit, through which Mary herself would bear not any child, but God's child. Any fear or unbelief was quickly replaced with total and humble obedience and honor. And that honor was affirmed as John the Baptist, not yet born, leapt in the womb of Elizabeth simply at the approaching of Mary to give the news that she would bear the Christ child. And sometimes that's all it takes, isn't it? Sometimes it just takes a little word of encouragement. Sometimes it just takes someone joining in the celebration of good news. Sometimes it just takes that few minutes to write a note of appreciation or an email or a letter, anything, or a phone call, just to let someone know you are thinking about them. And that little gesture that seems so little in the big scheme of things can lift someone up out of their despair and give them hope. Mary realized that God had placed a huge trust in her, and now she was placing a huge trust in God and praised him in the following passage from what I read today. You might want to read it later on. It's known as the Magnificat. And she praises her God for this miracle which is visited upon her. Now, throughout the Bible, we find a whole long list of characters which resemble us a lot. They're very flawed. They're very human. They make mistakes. They have a range of emotions. And they struggle, like you and I struggle. And it's in those struggles, though, that they grow in their faith and they do the tremendous things that God has called them to do. It's almost as if the struggle builds them up for the mission at hand. And they overcome their fear through their encounter of hope. For instance, Noah. All he can see for miles and miles is water. Water to the north, water to the south, water to the east, water to the west, water, water, water. But look at what he is doing. He is in the midst of this huge flood. I can relate to that. Christmas Eve, 2009. Huge rainstorm hits. And I'm pastoring in Searcy. Service goes along just fine. Had a daughter come from Conway, another one coming from Fayetteville, a husband coming from Pine Bluff. So we're in the Hilliard Caravan on Highway 167, and we're this waterlogged procession. Of course, I'm in my small car. Three of the vehicles are SUVs. Mine is not. I felt like a squashed bug. Have you ever heard the radio announcers talk about the bean field on the Jacksonville Highway? Okay, that was Lake Michigan. You could not tell where the land stopped and the road began. And here we are plugging away. Well, I'm really praying. The water's really high. People are stranded left and right. Cars ditched. And we're trying to make it through. Thank heavens the cell phones were working, because I was used to them. Kara was behind me. Kara, I'm worried. You need to be praying. I'm praying as hard as I can. She goes, Mom, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. She prayed me through it. Call Tony. Tony, I'm really worried. You think we can make it? I'm really praying. He goes, it's okay, hon. He says, just follow Katie's wake. Katie was in the SUV in front of me. And I said, Tony. Well, I didn't say it like that, but I said, Tony. I said, boats have wakes, not cars. About 9 o'clock, we made it home.
And out of curiosity, Tony asked Kara, because she had been following me, how high was the water up on Mom's car? They measured it 19 inches. The reason I didn't flood out is because the air intake on a Mercedes is higher. Not that I'm promoting for you to go get one, because they're really small. Hope can make you feel so buoyed, if you will, amidst a flood. Noah needed hope like nobody's business. He had endured the scandal and the ridicule of building this monstrosity of a boat without a drop of rain in sight. And now he had to endure the absence of hope as well in this moment. So he sent a raven on a scouting mission. Nothing. He sent a dove next. The dove quickly came back to roost on the boat. There was no land with a tree in sight. And there he was, feeling so doubtful. Then he tried again with a prayer. He let it go and he just watched it go into the horizon like a little speck. And he prayed it would come back. All day long he looked for that bird's return. Then the sun set and the sky darkened. And he gave one final look, but all he could see was water, water, water. You know how Noah felt. You've had your share of floods. You've been flooded by sorrow at the bedside of a loved one who's not going to get well. You've been flooded by sorrow at a cemetery. You've been flooded by sorrow by a loved one who's hurt or who's addicted and you just can't seem to control and get them out of it. You have felt your heart sink with stress at work, anger, disability, and disease, or that of a loved one. You have felt the floodwaters rise, and you have felt the sun set on your hopes. You have been in Noah's boat. But like Noah, all you needed was that little glimpse of hope. And before you know it, that's what Noah received. Hear what the Bible says in Genesis 8:11. When the dove returned to him in the evening, there in its beak was a freshly plucked olive leaf. An olive leaf. A sign of hope alive. Evidence of life after flood. So to all the Elizabeths, all the Marys, all the Josephs and Noahs, to all who search the horizon for that little speck of hope, Jesus proclaims, yes. He arrives brilliantly, yet humbly on the scene. And he invites us to watch him rise as a dove, remembering his baptism, rising with the dove of peace that he would extend to the world. He comes bearing fruit from that distant land from which he came. And he ascends on the clouds and the heavenly drifts of hope. We're here again. A year has passed. And Advent is upon us. There's some things I'd like to hope that you receive this year. The first thing, I hope you make a choice to honor Christ each day in your family celebrations, your traditions, your acts, your words, your praises. For all the fish symbols on the cars and all the crosses around the neck, surely we know we can do more harm than good when we are less than kind. During this busy season, when we can be abrupt or impatient in the lines we wait at the stores or in the traffic jams. Let us not negate the reason for the celebration by anything we say or do. May tremendous spirit be given as we offer peace instead to one another. The second thing, be the hope to someone in need. I shared with you how you've already done that with the family-to-family packages and how you do that in many ways that I'm not even aware of, I know. But as the body of Christ, be the hope for someone in need. You know, it's pretty easy to write a check, isn't it? It's far more difficult for us to step out of our comfort zones and actually give of our time and of our heart to another person we've never met, but to someone who clearly could use a word of love and encouragement. Be the hope to someone in need. And thirdly, what we hope for shapes how we wait. I heard someone say the other day that the way the shopping thing is moving forward, that I didn't do it. That Black Friday is going to be more like Good Friday. We know for a fact many people get up at the crack of dawn or earlier to rush to the store to get that Xbox or that flat screen at a great price. And hey, I think it's great to save money. I just feel, I wish there was that same kind of enthusiasm to get up early on the day God set aside for Sabbath and take maybe a portion of that money you saved and give an offering to Him and worship with as much enthusiasm and loyalty. What are our expectations? What are our expectations in life? And more importantly, the question is, what are God's expectations for us in life? Shouldn't we grow in such a way that our expectations and God's expectations are closer rather than further apart? And finally, Jesus was given to you and to me as the ultimate hope. I thank the good Lord He's not finished with me yet. My family joins in that thought. Life and living and loving is a process. And God is working on us all the time. And we may not understand why we're having to go through this and go through this again and again, or something else altogether that we're totally unprepared to encounter. We may not understand that. And I'm not saying God's out there doling it all upon each and every one of us, but it is a part of life. And life is a process. I love very much what Paul has said in Corinthians. I thank God for you because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. For in Him you have been enriched in every way, because your testimony about Christ has confirmed you. Therefore, do not lack in any spiritual gift as you wait for Jesus Christ to be revealed. Keep strong to the end, so you will be blameless on the day of our Lord, who has called you into fellowship and faith. Wow, did you hear that? Blameless. I know in my heart, in my mind, there is only one way on this earth and in heaven above that I'll ever be blameless. And that's through the blood of Jesus Christ, my personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Only through the grace of Christ am I saved. And Jesus was spot on when He said, I am the light of the world. Because you're going to encounter, as I have encountered and will no doubt encounter again, those moments of darkness where you feel like you're blind for the path in front of you. Don't have a clue. But as we pray to Jesus Christ, He penetrates that darkness with that ultimate hope. And we know if we are just faithful and pray and trust in Him, the light will be seen, our pathway will be clear, and we will get there. Receive the gift of hope, but do not keep it to yourself. It's meant to be shared. Have you ever wondered what Noah did with that leaf, with that olive leaf? Do you wonder if he just gave it a kiss and threw it overboard? Do you wonder if he tucked it into the pocket of his cloak to keep for later and maybe press it down and dry it and put it in the scrapbook? Or do you think maybe he gave a hoop and a holler like, that's a Razorback first down? I kind of think he did the latter one. I kind of think that he hooped and he hollered because he responded to hope, and hope always calls for a response. You share it with the ones you love. Because Paul said again to the Corinthians, love bears all things, believes all things, and say it with me, hopes all things, and endures all things. And that's what Elizabeth did for Mary. She gave her that message of hope where she was frozen in a sense of fear and awe and anxiousness, like, how can this be? Am I up to the task? Why me? All those millions of questions that must have flooded through her mind and her heart. But she, Elizabeth, gave her cousin that hope and that witness, that testimony of the blessing Mary had in bearing the Son of God. And Mary embraced that hope from her cousin. Remember what I said? Hope is meant to be shared. And Mary didn't keep that hope to herself. What'd she do? She shared that hope to her son, Jesus Christ. And what did he do? He shared that hope and shares that hope with you and me. Hope is meant to be shared because love is always found in the depths of hope. Today, my friends, rediscover the gift from God of your hope in Jesus Christ. It's the expectation you have which shapes how you will wait. It is the gift which offers light for this it isn't fair situation that we have from time to time. And it offers a priceless answer to your reality when you say, Lord, I just can't do this on my own. And if you listen very carefully, God will say to you, I know. I know. That's why I've done it for you. Through my Son, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We'd invite our celebration band and singers to come forward as they offer us their closing song. And if there are those here today who would like to unite with this church in any of the ways we receive members, would like to come forward and profess their faith in the very first time or renew that faith, or just simply hold the hand of a friend or a family member and grasp in the love and the hope that Jesus Christ offers, I invite you to stand and do that and come forward and pray. Let us sing.
Became sin who knew no sin, that we may become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing, love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah. Body the bread, his blood the wine, broken and poured out, all for love. The whole earth trembled and the veil was torn. Love so amazing, love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sin.
Such joy to be with you in worship today. Thank you for your presence. I know God thanks you for taking the time to worship Him. We do have a lot of visitors today, so I hope you'll be sure and take that moment to reach out the right hand of Christian friendship and fellowship that only Asbury can do. Please receive the benediction. And now, oh God, we thank you for that gift of hope, that gift of hope that is meant to be shared. May we go forward now in the peace of Jesus Christ our Lord, and share His hope to the world. In the love of God, the communion fellowship of the Holy Spirit, and the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.